Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Conflict in West Asia intensifies as Iran and joint Israeli-US forces launch new missiles and drones. US President Donald Trump does not rule out sending ground troops into Iran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discusses West Asia situation with Saudi Crown Prince and Kings of Bahrain and Jordan. Flights from Dubai and Abu Dhabi to India resume, bringing relief to passengers stranded in UAE. IndiGo to operate 10 special relief flights from Jeddah to India today. And All England Badminton Championships begin today in Birmingham. And now the news in detail. Conflict in West Asia has intensified as Iran and joint Israeli-US forces launched new waves of missile and drone attacks. Iranian-backed militias targeted U.S. assets across Gulf countries, including the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, and Bahrain, following the killing of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and other top officials. Israel and the U.S. struck dozens of targets in Tehran, hitting Iranian military and intelligence sites. Speaking at the White House, U.S. President Donald Trump said their objectives are destroying Iran's missile capabilities, annihilating their navy, and ensuring that Iran can never obtain a nuclear weapon. Later, in an interview to private media channel, U.S. President said the big wave is yet to come in conflict with Iran. In separate interview, Mr. Trump did not rule out sending U.S. troops to Iran if it was necessary.
Our objectives are clear. First, we're destroying Iran's missile capabilities, and you see that happening on an hourly basis, and their capacity to produce brand new ones and pretty good ones they make. Second, we're annihilating their navy. We've knocked out already 10 ships there at the bottom of the sea. Third, we're ensuring that the world's number one sponsor of terror can never obtain a nuclear weapon.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio also said that hardest hits are yet to come from the U.S. military, and the next phase will be even more punishing on Iran than it is right now. He said that the world will be a safer place after completion of this operation.
They're suffering a tremendous amount of damage. Honestly, again, I'm not going to give away the details of our tactical efforts, but the hardest hits are yet to come from the U.S. military. The next phase will be even more punishing on Iran than it is right now. Someone was screaming, how long will it take? I don't know how long it'll take. We have objectives. We will do this as long as it takes to achieve those objectives, and we will achieve those objectives. The world will be a safer place when we're done with this operation.
During a Pentagon press briefing, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said more than 1,250 targets have been struck in the first 48 hours. The U.S. military said B-2 stealth bombers struck Iran's ballistic missile facilities with 2,000-pound bombs. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited Beit Shemesh City and met civilians hit by missile from Tehran. After meeting the locals, Mr. Netanyahu said this is the third day of Operation Roaring Lion to thwart existential threats to Israel and great threats to America and the entire world.
The tyrants of Tehran target civilians. We target the tyrants of Tehran to protect civilians. I've said for many years that they threaten not only Israel and not only America. They chant death to Israel, death to America. That's their ultimate target. But I said that they would also target those in between, that they would target Europe. This terrorist regime of the kind we've never seen in the world, if they get nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them, ballistic missiles, intercontinental ballistic missiles, they will threaten all of humanity. So we set out to protect ourselves, but in so doing, we protect many others.
Meanwhile, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, said the recent losses of its supreme leader and other top officials have not shaken Iran, but rather made it stronger, adding the enemy will no longer be safe anywhere in the world. Meanwhile, Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian has appointed Revolutionary Guards General Majid Ebnel Reza as acting defense minister after his predecessor was killed in Israeli-US strikes. On the other hand, United Arab Emirates Ministry of Defense said that its air defenses successfully intercepted 9 ballistic missiles, 6 cruise missiles, 148 drones yesterday. UAE said that since the beginning of the Iranian attack, 174 ballistic missiles launched towards the country have been detected, of which 161 were destroyed, while 13 fell into the sea. A total of 689 Iranian drones were also detected, with 645 intercepted, while 44 landed within the country's territory. Moreover, Iran's Foreign Minister Sayyed Abbas Araghchi said that over 160 young girls were killed in the US-Israeli bombing on a primary school. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has discussed the evolving situation in West Asia with Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, during a telephonic conversation. Mr. Modi condemned the recent attacks on Saudi Arabia, describing them as a violation of its sovereignty and territorial integrity. In a social media post, he said that both sides agreed that the earliest restoration of regional peace and stability is of utmost importance. The Prime Minister also thanked Mr. Salman for looking after the well-being of the Indian community during these difficult times. Mr. Modi also held a telephonic conversation with the King of Bahrain, Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa. Condemning the attacks on Bahrain, Mr. Modi said that India stands in solidarity with its people in this difficult hour. He thanked the King of Bahrain for the steadfast support extended to the Indian community in the country. The Prime Minister also spoke to King Abdullah II of Jordan and conveyed deep concern at the evolving situation in the region. Mr. Modi reaffirmed India's support for peace, security and the well-being of the people of Jordan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he thanked the King for taking care of the Indian community in Jordan in this difficult hour. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Flight operations from Dubai and Abu Dhabi to India resumed last night in a major relief to thousands of Indians stranded in the UAE due to conflict in the West Asian region. Flights to Delhi, Mumbai and Bengaluru took off after days of suspension. Dubai Media Office said in a social media post that the Dubai airports confirmed a limited resumption of flight operations last evening, with a small number of flights permitted to operate from Dubai International and Dubai World Central Al Maktoum International. Travellers have been advised not to proceed to the two airports unless they have been contacted directly by their airline with a confirmed departure time. The Civil Aviation Ministry says IndiGo plans to operate 10 special relief flights from Jeddah to India today to facilitate the return of stranded passengers, subject to required approvals and prevailing airspace conditions. In a statement, the ministry said IndiGo is coordinating with the Consulate General of India at Jeddah for passenger facilitation. Union Minister for Civil Aviation Ram Mohan Naidu also reviewed the situation at the high-level meeting attended by Civil Aviation Secretary Samir Kumar Sinha and all senior officials. The ministry said it is closely monitoring the evolving airspace situation in parts of the Middle East and its impact on the international flight operations. All England Badminton Championships will begin today in Birmingham. India will open the campaign today with a 12-member squad across all five disciplines. Two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu is set to miss the tournament after being stranded in Dubai following the closure of Gulf airspace amid the US-Iran conflict. With Sindhu out, the responsibility of leading the charge shifts to Lakshya Sen. In men's singles, Sen will take on world number one and defending champion Shi Yu Qi of China in the opening round. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Conflict in West Asia intensifies as Iran and joint Israeli-US forces launch new missiles and drones. US President Donald Trump does not rule out sending ground troops into Iran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discusses West Asia situation with Saudi Crown Prince and Kings of Bahrain and Jordan. Flights from Dubai and Abu Dhabi to India resume, bringing relief to passengers stranded in UAE. IndiGo to operate 10 special relief flights from Jeddah to India today. And All England Badminton Championships begin today in Birmingham. And that is the end of this news bulletin.